let's talk about Sunday and going forward, the skill position workouts for quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, and then, of course, on Monday, the defensive linemen and linebackers, Dontari Poe and Bruce Irvin, just came out of nowhere on Monday to shoot their stock up, and then, of course, the defensive backs on Tuesday. Who is positioned at this point in time to really shoot their stock up with big workouts?
First of all, if you look at the quarterback position, you got to mention Geno Smith. He did not play at the Senior Bowl, as we know we were both there. He's a guy who's got a lot riding on the line. If he performs well tomorrow, when I say perform well, he's got to be accurate. He's got to really get in sync with foreign receivers quickly.
And by tomorrow, you mean Sunday.
By tomorrow, Sunday, correct. I apologize. Get in sync with receivers he's never really thrown to, show good accuracy, not have receivers leaving their feet, reaching backwards to grab errant passes. I think with this draft, with the weakness at the top, he's going to establish himself as a top 10 pick. At the receiver position, you got to look at Cordell Patterson, the underclassman from Tennessee, a player that's all over draft board. Some people have him as a top 10 pick. Other people have him as a second round choice. He's tremendous running after the catch. If he runs tomorrow, we're going to find out what his real speed is. And I think that's something that will determine where he falls.
How about
draft.
A running back?
Running back, I mean, Eddie Lacy's not running, so that's kind of a that kind of puts a damper on things. Look at Stephon Taylor, one of our favorite players from the Senior Bowl, from Stanford, the running back. I mean, if he runs well being under 4.6, I think he's established himself as a top 40 selection.
Okay, Jesse Williams, big, strong guy from Alabama. He talked in interviews today here. He's an impressive guy. Jonathan Hankins from Ohio State. Both of these guys can play in a 3-4 scheme. They're big, strong guys. Williams might fit down toward the bottom of the first round. Of the two, who do you like?
I think Williams, because he's the more complete, more versatile player. Williams you can use as sort of a two-gap nose tackle. What I mean, he's more than a guy that just occupies the gaps. He occupies blocks. He can get behind the line of scrimmage, rush the passer, change direction, and pursue the action outside the box. He also has lined up successfully at end in a two-gap system. So he's one of those guys that you can move around in different schemes. Also can play in a four-man front. I think Hankins is a bit more limited. He's got to get his weight down and keep his strength. He's got to show that he's more than a guy who occupies space and makes plays on the ball. I think Hankins may have more success early on, but Williams down the road could be the better player and the more versatile player.
Okay, from the scouting combine with draft guru Tony Pauling.